can you say about tonight's effort from your team?
Pretty proud of the guys. We came out pretty hard. The first 8 minutes of the game, we had two PKs, two penalties, and one power play. So that's 6 minutes out of 8 minutes and something, like almost 9 minutes. So momentum was hard to get tonight. But we've played hard. We've played the right way. Second period, we got away a little bit from our plan, but we still managed to create some scoring chances. And then the third period, we played the way we should be playing. When we get the lead, we didn't give them too much. And again, the same story. I'm repeating myself, but when we needed the stops, our goalie did a good job.
Was it as simple as the 5-on-3 being the difference? Because you guys were being outshot, I think, 7-2 at that point. And then All of a sudden, next thing, it was 15-8 for them.
Well, it was 7-2 because we had two PK, two penalties. So the momentum was on their side. That's for sure. And then we got that first power play, and then the 5-on-3. That was a huge goal. Scoring on the 5-on-3 is a big thing, and we managed to score that goal. That was a momentum switch for sure.
Earlier today, I think you spoke about consistency with the group and being able to have success and continue success. And you've now reeled off 4 wins, including sweeping the defending AHL champion.
Yeah, we're trying to stay in the moment, staying in the now. We've played good recently. There's still a lot of work to be done, but we've been playing good hockey enough to win. But we're staying in the moment. We're going to enjoy that win, and tomorrow we'll get back to work.
Scott Glennie playing like a guy trying to prove he's got a lot left in the tank still? Certainly looks like it.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. He's really smart. We can see an experienced player on the ice. He's got pretty good hands. That second goal he scored, deflecting the puck, you need to have some skills to do that. And he created that goal by winning the battle in the corner. So it's good for him. I'm happy for him. He's worked hard, and he deserves what's happening to him right now.